We're talking with Coach Kozad. He is the Drexel football coach, joining us this week for the fifth quarter show. And, Coach, you guys have had a really nice last couple of weeks tonight. You played against Adrian, and you guys beat them 26-24. Very nice game. And last week you guys played Appleton City, smoked them 62-16. Tell me a little bit about tonight. What were some of tonight's highlights in your game?
Well, we came out with a real slow start. We kind of put the ball on the ground a couple times. We had some major penalties. We gave up a defensive touchdown early. And the really neat thing was is our kids battled back all the way. We gave up a touchdown right before the half that would have tied the score if they made their two-point conversion, but our kids with 0 seconds left made the stop. We came out, started slow in the third quarter. They went up on us, and our kids battled right back. Actually, we only had one play in the third quarter, which was a touchdown, and they had the ball the rest of the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter it was just back and forth, and our kids held on at the end, and we had to stop them with about 3 minutes left from driving the field, which would have given them a chance to go up and win, and our kids kind of stepped up and did it, even though we faced a lot of adversity tonight.
That was a very close game, it sounds like. 26-24.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a battle of wills, and we just held on a little bit longer than they did.
Now, how'd you get these boys pumped up for this game in Adrian? Because I hear they're pretty tough.
Well, anytime you can come to Adrian and walk away with a win, it's been a good Friday night.
There you go. Start the weekend off right, get an end of the week doing great. Tell me, who were some of your standout players tonight?
Well, we had our defense really stepped it up despite, you know, facing a very physical Adrian team. And I would say that all 11 of our guys on defense, they came to play tonight and they made some big plays when it counted. And then offensively, our quarterback, Javen Johnston, and our tailback, Tyler Allen, they got us some crucial first downs, and I just have to give a ton of credit to our offensive line for beating Adrian's defensive line in the trenches, because that doesn't happen very often, because Adrian will flat out come off the football and hit you in the mouth, and tonight our kids were there to battle.
Absolutely. Now, you guys have played three games so far?
Two
games. Okay. Now, who do you guys play next week?
We play Archie next week.
At home?
Yes, ma'am.
And what are you expecting out of that game next week?
Well, I'm hoping that they're not as physical as Adrian, and I'm hoping that we're a little bit faster than them, and maybe we can start to execute our offense a little bit better and eliminate some of these miscues that we have. If we eliminate some of these miscues, we score a lot more touchdowns.
Now, is this a pretty young team or that you have?
What's that?
Is this a pretty young team that you have?
Well, it's not so much that they're young. We have 10 seniors, but they're inexperienced running our stuff, our system, because we're a new coaching staff.
So everybody's still kind of trying to get used to each other.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I wish you luck next week in your game, because it sounds like the boys are already on a wonderful start to the season. Is there anything else that you would like to add about tonight's game or any games coming up?
No, ma'am. We just we got to go in and practice hard, eliminate mistakes, and come ready to play every Friday.
Where would you like to see those boys improve before next week?
Well, I would like to see them hold on to the ball a little bit better and know their assignments like the back of their hand, and then we've got a chance to execute better.
All right. Well, good luck next week. Hopefully we'll get to talk to you next week, and thanks for joining us on the fifth quarter show.
Thanks, and God bless.